Junction City FM 91.3, KANQ Chanute FM 90.3, and online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Next time on Prairie Journal.
From NPR stations. Other contributors include FJC, a foundation of donor-advised funds, working to maximize the impact of charitable giving and to create customized philanthropic solutions. Learn more at fjc.org.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. Mostly sunny skies today with warmer temperatures, highs in the mid-70s. Winds from the south, 15 to 20 miles per hour, gusts up to 35 miles per hour today. It's 45 degrees in Lawrence, 46 in Topeka. This is KPR.
When she was 40, she joined a new women's club hockey team, and she hasn't stopped playing since.
My friends say, oh, how can you do this? And I don't know how I can do it, but I just want to.
She's never seen herself as a trailblazer, but she's amazed at the growth of women's hockey. And she's proud of her granddaughters, who, unlike her, were able to play in high school.
You know, I'm happy for them, but on the other hand, I'm very sad that I didn't have that opportunity.
She can't help but wonder, what if she had?
What if? I mean, maybe I would never have gone far, but I didn't have the opportunity. So that's the way it is.
Shay plays more tentatively now, doesn't skate as fast. Her main goal, she says, is to not get hurt.
But I don't want to not play hard either, because then I shouldn't play. It's a little frightening because it's gotten so aggressive. But, you know, if I fall, I fall. I mean, that's just the way it's going to be.
The buzzer sounds on her latest season, but she's already looking forward to next year.
When people say, how long are you going to play? I say, till I can't.
Shay's had the game she loves taken away from her once before. She's not about to let it happen again. For NPR News, I'm Dan Crocker in Duluth.
I'm Kay McIntyre here at Kansas Public Radio. Wow, I love that kind of story. An 81-year-old playing hockey. She had the opportunity taken away from her as a kid. She's not going to let that happen again. That's the kind of story you turn to Kansas Public Radio to hear. You're not going to hear that anywhere else. And Laura, I don't know about you, but I could just picture this woman out on the ice, slapping it around with those young kids and feisty and giving it her all. Wow, what a great story for a Sunday morning.
And it really is sort of the archetypal weekend edition Sunday story, a really personal story that maybe you see some connection to your life. Maybe there was a thing you had to give up that you really, really loved in a hobby of some kind in high school or after college, or you just didn't have time for it anymore. And these are the kind of stories that I think really speak to something inside of us, because we've all had a situation like that. In my case, I just didn't have enough time to do calligraphy as much as I used to. Maybe I should get back into doing that, you know?
It's never too late,
you know,
Laura.
If Bonnie Shay can be out there and is not worried about breaking a hip, getting checked in hockey, I can certainly find an extra 20 minutes a day to practice.
You can pick up a pen.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, yes, this is absolutely the kind of story you turn to Weekend Edition Sunday for. It's a little bit slower paced on a Sunday morning. Maybe you're getting ready for church. Maybe you're getting ready to take on all your weekend projects. And we are glad that we are keeping you company here at KPR. We would love to be able to continue to bring you programming like this. It isn't free. Just the fact that we are an NPR affiliate, we still have to pay NPR for all of this. And the news magazine programs are among our most expensive. So that's why we come to you twice a year and ask for you to help kick in a buck or two to offset the cost. Now's the time to do it at kansaspublicradio.org or give us a call at 888-577-5268. Cinnamon Blair of KU is here. Zach Boblett of the KPR State House News Bureau is here to try and persuade you that now would be a great time to join the KPR hive.
Yeah, it's a fantastic time because of the challenge we have going on. Rosemary and Barry Chapin of Lawrence are going to add $100 to the next four pledges. So if you donate a few bucks now, you'll be adding an extra $100 because of your donation. And we just appreciate.
Keep this great radio going in Northeast Kansas.
Thank you very much, Laura Lorson, Zach Boblett, and Cinnamon Blair. So nice to have you with us on a Sunday morning here at Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio, or you can listen online at kansaspublicradio.org. And while you're there, make your pledge in support of Weekend Edition Sunday on KPER.
Support for KPR comes from the Commons at KU, presenting the Kenneth Spencer Lecture featuring Patricia Nuniwu Kaishan, author of Forest Euphoria, The Abounding Queerness of Nature, 7 p.m. Tuesday, April 7th at Liberty Hall. Tickets available at thecommons.ku.edu.
Mostly sunny skies today, warmer temperatures in store with highs getting up to the mid-70s. A little on the windy side, winds from the south 15 to 20 miles per hour with gusts up to 35 miles per hour. Sunny and even warmer tomorrow with highs expected in the mid-80s. It's 47 degrees in Topeka. This is KPR.
Reach Baton Rouge from Houston and realized, belatedly, she should have just driven.
I'm going to miss my flight, so I guess I'm going to spend the night.
Also unaddressed in Trump's memo, tens of thousands of other DHS workers from FEMA and the Coast Guard. They still won't get paid. Amy Held, NPR News.
This is NPR News in Washington.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. Thousands of Kansans turned out for yesterday's No Kings rallies across the state. These were the third batch of No Kings protests. Hundreds marched at the Kansas State House to protest against what they call a tyrannical regime in the White House. People chanted, sang, and aired their frustrations with President Donald Trump and his policies. Air Force veteran Matt McGuire says he worries about the mental toll the Iran war could have on veterans.
Because it hurts the soldier, it hurts their wives, it hurts their family, it hurts everyone around them.
Similar demonstrations were also held yesterday in Manhattan, Emporia, Kansas City, Wichita, and Salina. They were part of more than 3,000 protests held across the country. Changes to federal food aid mean thousands of immigrants are no longer receiving assistance payments for groceries. That includes refugees, asylum seekers, and human trafficking survivors. The Trump administration says the restrictions reduce fraud and waste in the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. But immigrants without legal status have never been eligible for the benefit. Luke Elzinger with the Des Moines Area Religious Council's Food Pantry Network says in Iowa, SNAP enrollment has fallen about 6% since last summer.
We don't have the numbers of, like, here's why we're seeing less numbers. But obviously the refugee and the immigration piece is a part of that.
We'll have a look at the area forecast coming up right after this.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. RWJF is a national philanthropy working toward a future where health is no longer a privilege, but a right. Learn more at rwjf.org.
Mostly sunny skies today and warmer temperatures. Highs today in the mid-70s. Winds from the south 15 to 20 miles per hour. Gusts up to 35 miles per hour. Clear tonight with lows in the upper 50s, sunny and warm tomorrow with highs getting all the way up to the mid-80s. It's 46 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
Pressure from the bank was mounting because obviously, you know, my father had very much overreached himself in the making of it.
What was the price tag?
The price tag that was official was 7 million.
British pounds?
7 million pounds, yes.
Amid this search for a buyer, the house of Kaczynski collapsed.
Yes, exactly. A year later, the business was sold. 100 years of jewelry heritage gone. And then obviously, you know, he had his affair with someone who was the sales assistant of the Pink Diamond dealers. So also someone connected to the egg. So, you know, very much in my mother's eyes, the egg was the source of all ill and evil and suffering and sorrow that our family went through. And then my dad died a decade later in March 2000, 2 days after his 50th birthday, tragically, in a car crash in Spain.
The egg disappeared. Without spoiling the end of the book, give us a sense of what happened to this object.
My father's Australian business partners, the Argyle Diamond Mine, who had provided all the, you know, incredible amount of pink diamonds. I think Argyle had accepted that maybe it would never be sold. You know, no one really knew what to do with it. It was so overexposed. They basically locked it away in a bonded warehouse on the other side of the world. And then there was a billionaire in Japan who decided that he wanted something that there was only one of in the whole world. So, you know, Mr. Egg was back on a plane again, and it sold. The unsellable egg had sold.
It has an owner. The chapter is closed on the egg.
Indeed.
Serena Kaczynski's memoir, Kaczynski's Egg, is out this week. Thank you.
Thank you, Don.
And thank you for tuning in on a Sunday morning. What an interesting story about Kaczynski's egg. I don't know about you, but I immediately was like 20,000 pink diamonds, an egg large enough that it needs its own first class seat on the airplane. I'm going to Google that. So I've got the image right in front of me. It's pretty amazing. Laura Larson, you know what else has eggs? Bees. Do bees lay eggs? Bees?
Well, not technically.
No, I was thinking bees lay eggs. Okay, I'm demonstrating my...
Well, no, what I'm saying is, like, I know that... Are they larvae or something?
Yeah, yeah.
And they get sealed in the little wax cells?
I think so.
But, like, not like... They're not like ovipositors.
Not like a chicken egg. Not like a golden egg that is going to sell for 7 million pounds.
I'll say, like, the last 10 minutes of my life are like one big Mad Libs thing. Like, we've got eggs and bees and, like, just fill in the blank. A blank billionaire wanted to buy a blank and that had blank number of blanks. Okay. A Japanese billionaire wanted to buy an egg with 20,000 pink diamonds. What? How is this a thing? Of course you're going to hear that.
Of course you are.
On NPR and KPR. Thank you so much for tuning in this morning. We are asking for
in your home. You can listen on your phone as well. There, if you haven't dropped it into the water,
right?
That is.
Well, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And so again, you know, member support is how we reach people across the state and bring them that important news to support them. Again, new members, also encourage people to be new listeners.
Yeah.
And, you know, really trying to get that next generation of listener. And, I looked up that egg. I'm going to share that with my 20-year-old son. That is something else, especially, right before Easter. I'd love to find one of those in my yard.
I have heard from so many people who talk about my mom and dad used to drive me to school or pick me up from school. Yeah. And always had KPR on. So I feel like this young person was saying to me, like, you're a Lawrence institution. It's like, gosh, how long have I worked here? No, this kid has heard me her entire life. So we want to continue to bring you this service. Give us a call, make a click, kansaspublicradio.org or 888-577-5268. Become a member right now.
Thank you, Laura, Zach, and Cinnamon. So glad to have you here on a Sunday morning at Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating options, outcomes, and opportunities for Kansas and the world. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu.
We've got one more hour of Weekend Edition Sunday coming up. The latest news from NPR, just about a minute and a half away, followed by news from the KPR newsroom. KPR's own Zach Boblett was in Topeka yesterday. He's here at KPR studios this morning, but he was at the State House yesterday for the No Kings rally. We'll hear his report coming up on our newscast at 8:04. Mostly sunny skies today, warmer temperatures in store with highs in the mid-70s. Winds from the south, 15 to 20 miles per hour, gusts up to 35 miles per hour. It's 51 in Topeka.
Is not opened pretty soon.
That could ultimately involve the kind of government rationing last seen during the Suez Crisis of 1957. For NPR News, I'm Vicky Barker in London.
TSA agents could see their first paychecks in more than a month, as soon as tomorrow, but it remains unclear whether that will start to ease long wait times at airport security. President Trump signed an executive action on Friday to pay agents as Congress remains deadlocked over funding for the Department of Homeland Security. Border Czar Tom Homan tells CNN that it's ultimately up to lawmakers to reach an agreement.
As soon as Congress opens up the government and funds the Department of Homeland Security, that's what needs to happen. But there is a plan to get these TSA agents pay, hopefully by tomorrow, Tuesday.
The partial government shutdown has caused hundreds of TSA agents to quit, leaving security operations short-staffed and long waits at airport security checkpoints. This is NPR News.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. Thousands of protesters marched yesterday in the third No Kings events across the state. Zach Boblett was at the Topeka State House protest and has this story.
God bless America, my home.
People showed their frustrations with President Donald Trump and his administration via folk sing-alongs, marches, chants, and signs. Protester John Larson brought his Kansas flag to wave during the demonstration. Larson says he came to the event because Trump has not fixed issues facing Kansans.
I think Donald Trump is good at seeing problems. I don't think he's ever in his entire life been good at solving or interested in solving them.
The No Kings website describes their movement as peaceful with a goal of rising up against authoritarian power grabs. At the Kansas State House, I'm Zach Boblett.
Kansas lawmakers have passed a bill to create a new board to oversee the new Kansas City Chiefs Stadium. WIBW reports that the legislation creates a new sports authority to oversee the new stadium in Kansas City, Kansas, and the team headquarters in Olathe. The new facilities are to be owned by the public, not the team, and the sports authority is needed to make that happen. Wichita's Coke Arena is preparing to host its first WBIT Final Four. The semifinals for the Women's Basketball Invitation Tournament begin tomorrow with number 3 seed Wisconsin versus number 4 seed Columbia at 1:30, followed by number 2 seed KU playing top-seeded BYU at 4 o'clock. The WBIT Championship is set for Wednesday, April 1st. This marks the first time the Charles Koch Arena will host the tournament's semifinals and finals. Mostly sunny skies and warmer for today, with highs expected in the mid-70s. Winds from the south, 15 to 20 miles per hour, with gusts up to 35 miles per hour. Clear skies overnight tonight, not as cool, with lows in the upper 50s. For tomorrow, sunny and hot, with highs getting up to the mid-80s. Another windy one, with gusts up to 35 miles per hour. It's 52 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
Women's hockey, and she's proud of her granddaughters, who, unlike her, were able to play in high school.
You know, I'm happy for them, but on the other hand, I'm very sad that I didn't have that opportunity.
She can't help but wonder, what if she had?
What if? I mean, maybe I would never have gone far, but I didn't have the opportunity. So that's the way it is.
Shay plays more tentatively now, doesn't skate as fast. Her main goal, she says, is to not get hurt.
But I don't want to not play hard either, because then I shouldn't play. It's a little frightening because it's gotten so aggressive. But, you know, if I fall, I fall. I mean, that's just the way it's going to be.
The buzzer sounds on her latest season, but she's already looking forward to next year.
When people say, how long are you going to play? I'll say, till I can't.
Shay's had the game she loves taken away from her once before. She's not about to let it happen again. For NPR News, I'm Dan Crocker in Duluth.
And I'm Kay McIntyre here at the KPR studios. It's KPR's Hive Drive. I'm here this morning with Laura Lorson, Zach Boblett, and Cinnamon Blair. You know, Laura, you're never too old to play hockey, apparently. Never too old to follow your dreams. Never too
okay, that
late.
I go for.
Yeah, never too late to do the things you really want to do. And we hope this morning that one of those things that you want to do is to beat the buzzer here at KPR. When I heard that buzzer, I was like, oh, I got to work that in somehow to the whole Hive Drive.
The Hive thing.
It's not too late to beat the buzzer. Make your pledge now at kansaspublicradio.org.
Be sweet, be kind, be a bee with the Spring Hive Drive. I'm Laura Lorson. I work in the news department. Zach Boblett is here. He works in the news department. Cinnamon Blair is here. She does not work in the news department, but she could. she is with KU, and you are with us as well. We would love to have you as a member at kansaspublicradio.org, is where not only can you stream us 24 hours a day, you can become a member, and it's very simple to do. Look for the bee on the splash page. Point, click, donate. You can also do it via telephone at 888-577-5268. We still have $850 available for matching from Dr. Bill Hale of Lawrence. He is matching your donation. We have $850 available. You want to pledge a dollar a day? Boom, we can double that. You want to pledge $500 a year? Boom, we can double that. Zach, can you think of any way to double your money that safely?
No, I can't think of any way to do that. Definitely not safely.
That's what I'm saying.
Not safely, not legally.
There you go.
That's a great way for our wonderful listeners to give back to Kansas Public Radio, because 97% of our budget is funded by you, our listeners. Only 3% comes from the state. And we used to have federal funds. We don't anymore. And we rely on you to help us continue to give these great stories to you. Just become a member. That's what we'd like you to do.
Earlier, we asked people to give us some bee names. We want to first thank Maddie Bell from Lawrence, Kansas, for her contribution. But they also shared some of their ideas for bee names, Treble, Solomon, and Rebel. If you like any of those, let us know. And also thank you for sharing that after hearing that the Iranian blogger's story, that pledge really got to them. So thanks again, Maddie. I really want to dive deep into this bee analogy now, since we're being so punny this morning. But really, bees need to be protected. It's one of those causes these days that we need them to survive and we need to protect them. So in a way, public news and public radio are in a similar boat. We need to be mindful of keeping those good stories and that trusted news alive. So supporting KPR through a donation, kansaspublicradio.org, is a great way to do that and allow us to keep pollinating the trusted news and resources to get that good honey.
Yeah, absolutely.
Was that enough of the puns?
It worked. They all worked. What can I tell you? I really admire the business model of public media. And for many years, I always heard, like, that's nuts. Nobody is going to support that. Who would do that? And I would say, and yet we persist, and people say, oh, you've got all this government money. I'd say, actually, we don't. But that's a long, complicated story of the way that money is distributed. KPR had seen the writing on the wall for a long time and had gradually weaned itself away. All of the money that we did receive, very, very necessary. But we are not in as bad a situation as some places like in Alaska or in New Mexico and some of these places. Because why are we not in such a bad spot? Because our listeners have always come through, have said, this is something important for this area. It's part of the quality of life here in Northeast Kansas, which I think people sleep on Northeast Kansas, which is fine because it keeps out the riffraff. But look, this is a place very focused on arts. There's a lot here. You're listening because you get a lot out of this. And we love being able to, A, bring you great stories, tell you about interesting things, bring you the voices of people with important stories to tell. But most importantly, we like the fact that we are beholden to you, not some big corporation that wants us to advertise their stuff. We're beholden to you. So we're asking you to make that pledge now at kansaspublicradio.org. Take advantage of this money that's just literally sitting on the ground that we can't pick up until you make the call. Dr. Bill Hale will match your donation dollar for dollar up to $850. You want to give $850? Great. It's matched. Dollar a day, $200 a year. If you can do $150 a year, you get the bee bag. And it's so cute. What can I tell you? It's just, it's adorable. It is, in fact, the bee's knees. Cinnamon Blair, thank you for getting up at the crack of dawn on a Sunday to come in and talk with us about public radio.
Absolutely.
We appreciate your time.
My pleasure. This means so much. On a personal note, I value public radio so much. It really is. And especially on a Sunday, you know, you get to, it can all be consolidated into great storytelling and news.
Well, thank you so much again. We appreciate your support and the support of the University of Kansas, and we're proud to be associated with you. And Zach, thank you for coming all the way in from Topeka. I know you want to get back to the State House and chasing things down, and we love having you here. Thanks for coming to work with us.
I love being here. I love making the trek over to Lawrence, especially when there's no traffic on a Sunday morning.
Excellent. Make that call now at kansaspublicradio.org or give us a call at 888-577-5268. Thank you so much for listening, and thanks for becoming a member of KPR.
Thank you, Laura Lorson, Zach Boblett, and Cinnamon Blair for being with us on a Sunday morning here at Kansas Public Radio. You know, usually Sunday mornings are a pretty solitary place around here, but it's been nice to have a little company on this Sunday morning, and it has been nice to get your pledges of support. We will continue taking your pledges for the next couple hours, even though we will be pledge-free. Broadcasting from the University of Kansas, we're Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org, and while you're there, make a pledge in support of KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Blue Collar Press. Located in Lawrence, Kansas, Blue Collar Press helps businesses and creatives build their brands through merchandising, from design to production to fulfillment. More information at bluecollarpress.com.
Mostly sunny skies and warm today with highs in the mid-70s. Even warmer for tomorrow when we're looking for highs in the mid-80s. It's 55 degrees in Lawrence, 55 in Topeka. This is KPR.
This Old House Radio Hour is supported by The Home Depot. How doers get more done. From LAist and APM American Public Media, it's This Old House Radio Hour. I'm Jen Largis. Got bees? Don't exterminate. Call a hive relocation specialist instead.
If you hire a professional beekeeper, usually those honeybees go back into the system, meaning honey production or pollination, so back into our food system.
Behind a set of gates in the Hollywood Hills, former Seinfeld writer Spike Ferriston found a house with a speakeasy, a hunting basement, and a story to tell.
When we went down to the basement, there were giant meat hooks and butcher paper and a big sink that you could tell was used to drain blood from recently shot creatures.
Planning to do half the job yourself? We tell you why contractors are cautious. All of this, plus we're answering your home improvement questions at 877-864-7460. Coming up next.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. In Iran-